Marius.
Morning.
Jy het my 'n vrede van ons Marius met jy te zijn en God sien woord met jy met duilen en schijn dat as dat wie en God haan wat wie tjern wat wie tjern haan tot wie tjern de eer en de worship en de prijs geven wat arm traft. En we denken wat hij van alle je doen heeft. Would we denken dat wat zou we dat iets spreken aan ons leven? Dat hij ons woord van van de zin door zijn zijn aan te raden. En ons eigen leven geven, wanneer we hier op eerder niet voorig zijn leven. De schrift staat wat ik wil met opmerken van Nielsen Marius als Johannes kapitel 10 vers 11. Het zegt hier, ik zie de goede schophoord. De schoop hoort jef zijn leven voor de schoop. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. En wanneer we aan dat denken, wie zijn de schoop? Hoeveel weet ze wie en God zijn eeuwen? Dat hij aan ons denken wordt. Zo aan we van Nelson Marius aan zijn woord en zijn woord naar gaan. Dat we mijn gebed is dat we kunnen gestorkt zijn en moed gaan in ons leven. Tom voor arm leven. Zowel we aanvangen met een gebed. Ons himmlische vader, we komen voor die van Nelson Marius. En dat je hebt ons een vrijheid dat je aan ons wilt denken. Dat je door je zijn Jezus Christus als aan ons gedacht. We leven in de zend en de diesternis. En die hast ons dat licht gebracht door Jezus Christus. En die wees ook aan dat we zelf een volle vertrouwen hebben op die. En die was ons lijden en ons leven. En van Niels Morris, ik bid dat die woord kunnen ons hart nemen komen. Dat die woord ons sterker wordt ons merken. Dat we kunnen ieder dag van ons leven aan die denken. En dit bid van Jezus in nomen. Amen. Nu al aanvangen met Paulita.
Nou, maar zelfs aan het vijven tagende, hoog je loop zij onze God. Some father come.
139, O Vater der Barmherzigkeit,
Dankeschön für das Singen. So waren wir für das erste Part von Nils Morris. Wir haben Timer für das erste Part als eine Frage. Wo fährt denken wir an Gott? Und ich glaube, das ist eine gute Frage. Wenn wir in uns Leben was jeder Tag wieder schaffen tun und or even wenn wir tops out mit unseren Familien oder mit unseren Freunden, wo fährten denken wir an Gott? Und mein Tagsvers für das Thema ist von Psalm Kapitel 14. Ich war dort erst auf Englisch lesen, dann war ich zurückgekommen, proben dort auf Deutsch zu stellen. Psalm Kapitel 14 sagt: The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven and upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. They are all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good. No, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Who eat up my people as thy bread and call not upon the Lord? There were they in great fear, for God is in the generation of the righteous. Ye have shamed the counsel of the poor, because the Lord is his refuge. Oh, that the salvation of Israel were come out of Zion, when the Lord bringeth back the captivity of his people, Jacob shall rejoice and Israel shall be glad. And so when we trigon the ish to poforschen here, we mean time out each amt, that zeicht dat du sent menschen wat in a hot Zion dat du as chain got. Ek weet nie as stone tiet as in jen leven, we no den point time where you kun sein du as chain got. But we wait in Romans von der and a Welt, du sent menschen die glauben du as chain got. And ek kon mi dort nicht verstehen, weil wo ein Mensch denken hat, was glaubt was zu Gott. Und ich glaube, ich weiß, dass die Schrift sagt uns, wenn wir eben bloß Romans checken, und ich denke bloß an das Vorjahr, an das Sommer. Und Vorjahr, wenn hier in Kanada weint, oder in Manitoba, wo der Winter kalt ist, and that grass yet out. Dann kam der Feuer und dann kam der Herd mit der Sonne und das Wut auf von der Schnee und Regen. Und dann das grüne Gras wird grün. Dann wird out. Wenn wir Romans checken, das sagt uns, somebody is in control. And when a mensch would glaube in das chain Gott, dann would we sein, well, that's science oder that's bloß so to so to das. But wer controlled dort? Wer ist ever alles? We were in Grotz on a clean trip to Vancouver, in the mountains. And shall we say that those fail things will be chanting that God has it gemerkt. God is in control. But mean Freya asked, what macht uns on God denk? And there's a frail horic tease beyond the choik for some mention. And I now say it when we zinnen down. Wow, when we zinnen down. What we zent geboren and zinned. Uns nature as dat we jen God zent. And then nature how we. Ukraine, or Adam and Eve. And so when the sin what we don't merkt uns an Gott denken, dann weit wie auch der ersten Gott. Dann weit wie dort, was wir tun, der Sinn, was wir tun, dort Gott gleich der Sinn gleich. Und wir können sagen, dass das ist ein gutes Ding, dass Gott sein Spirit in uns ist, dass wenn wir einen Sinn tun, der sagt uns, Gott wird nicht zufrieden sein mit dir. Und so dieser Vers sagt, du sollst Menschen was sein, der du hast kein Gott. Und krieg den Spirit, was er groß von redet, was er an uns ist, der Spirit von seinem Sohn Jesus Christus. Der remind us, dass Gott ist nicht zufrieden mit diesem Sinn, was wir tun. Oder Gott ist nicht zufrieden, was wir hier tun. Und so, wenn unser Sinn uns reminded hat von Gott, das ist ein gutes Ding. Aber wenn die Sünd uns nicht reminded hat von Gott, gleich wie dann, dass du hast keinen Gott? Sagt hier wieder, und das ist der erste Vers, they are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Das sagt der Herr, was kann ich tun, was Gott sei erschleicht, gleicht. Dann sagt er, du sind China, was Gott sind. Wir sind alle nicht gut. Einer sagt, ich denke an Gott, wenn ich beim der Stuhl saß und will eten. Ich glaube, die meisten von uns, wir sitzen uns da beim der Stuhl jeden Tag, wo der Meier eten ist, ist was wir tun abeten. Wo würde sich dort sperren, wenn wir mussten bei ihm da stoßen und dort nicht boven wir zu meten? Und dort wir würden nur Gott anbeten und sagen, Gott, ich weiß nicht, was wir von dir wollen eten. Aber uns vertrauen erst ab die, dass die uns was eten geben. Probably kann sein, dass China Fans hier haben so geglaubt. Und vielleicht sind da was hier, was dort geglaubt haben. Aber von der ersten Tag in unser Country, da wird China, ich glaube, China sein, was wird dann sein, was wir haben nicht zu meten. Und so die meisten von uns, wir sagten uns da bei dem Dash und wir bedanken uns für all das Eten. Und wenn wir beten, vielmal glaube ich, da wird bloß die Tradition oder das in der Mode, dass wir sollen beten. Wir denken nicht mal, dass Gott hat das Eten loten Wolsten auf diese Erde. Dass er hat uns die Kraft gegeben, um das Eten reich zu machen. Dann würden wir sagen, oh, wo dankbar so wie sein, dass wir dort eten haben. Einer sagt zu mir, wo ich denke an Gott, wann Gott mich beschützen wird. Und ich dachte an das Bet, wofür hat Gott uns beschützt? Protected us. Dort hat sie ihn, seine Hand oder seine Engel geschickt, dass wir vielleicht nicht würden einen Accident haben. Oder haben wir eins mal eine Platte Reif gehabt, dass er auf uns beschützt hat, dass wir nicht krank da an den Tiet würden sein, dass da würden Accident sein. Und ich dachte, und bloß ein Beispiel an mein Leben, das vielleicht auch wie 25 Jahre zurück. Ich dachte so, wo hat Gott mich beschützt in mein Leben? Und wir hatten einen kleinen Jung, er war sehr aktiv, er gleich alle Wege abzuklottern. Und wir hatten einen Schrauter. Ich dachte, ich muss einen Schrauter machen für meine Heine. Und mein Arbeiter kam mit dem Traktor, wir wollen ihn anhaken und Futter machen. Manchmal hörte ich eine kleine Stimme, was mit Rohren geht. Und ich ging ran, mein Schrauter. Dann wir mein Jung in der Schütz wurde getreten an jetzt zum Schrauden, dann wurde ich da fast bin. Gott gibt uns ein small Uhren und Ewen, krank ab der rechte Tiet, der Wichern. Sein what would a dangerous. Sie waren der Traktor hier mit Nora gewasst. Der wird sein Tolid gewasst. Der kleine Stamm hier. In diesem Werk, als wir auf uns Trip wären, jeder Samaritan uns gebet wir, dass Gott der Vater wird wacker holen und alert, dass er kann sein, dass der Vater kann sein, was du am Weich wir. Und das ist, was Gott uns beschützen wird, protecten. Dann schauen wir uns bedanken, dass er mit uns ist. Einer sagt, ich denke an Gott, wenn er krank sieht, dass er kann war, gesund worden. Und ich dachte an das, some von uns einmal sind kranker als der andere. Einmal kriegen wir bloß ein Haus oder einmal haben wir Diseases. Können wir sein mit einem Hort oder Cancer oder was immer du hast, das ist verschieden. Es dort bloß die Zeit, wo wir an Gott denken dürfen. Ich weiß dann viel von uns, Gott hat uns die Gesundheit gegeben. Dass er auf uns besser gemerkt hat. En de nächste, die moet sterven. De grootste ding wat ik wel van Niels Morris erklaren is, denk wie aan God waar hij ons vrede heeft. Vrede die eerst het en horten, dat we gaan de vrede gaan wat God wil gaan dat we zullen gaan. De vrede dat hij ons de zinnen betoeld heeft. De vrede dat wanneer we riet gaan, dat hij ons beschützen wordt, dat hij ons eten geeft. We brauchen nicht worrying, because we haben ons vertrouwen op hem. O, waar God ons God is. En zo mijn vrouw was, wat kunnen we zijn dat door ons geen God? Wat kunnen mensen zijn door ons geen God? En het tweede vers hier in Psalm 14 zegt het, de Heer trekt rauf in hemel, op de tinge, op de zeeden, de children of men, te zijn, of de eind van weer, wat wordt verstoen en God zegen. Dit is wat God deed. Hij checkt erop van de eeuw naar ons, op ons. En hij vraagt zichzelf, is er eind weer wat verstoen deed en mij zegen. Mijn vrouw is, zal wie die wat God zegen deed, wat God probeert te verstaan, dat wie aan hem denken, Psalm 102, vers 19, zegt het, for he hath looked down from the height of his sanctuary, from heaven did the Lord behold the earth. Het zegt hier in dit vers dat God is hoog boven ons. Hoog boven ons. En hij checkt erop op deze aarde. So wat deed God van mensen niet aan hem denken deden? De eerste fall, wie in de eerste Mozi kapitel 6, in vers 5, Genesis 6, vers 5, mogen we van God weggegaan. Ze mögen zich erinnern, Gott. En Gott checkt oft, und das ist, was er sieht in 1. Mose 6, Vers 5. And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. God checkt erop en hij zegt dat man, hij deed bloos wat hij wil doen. Al die slechte dingen. Dat ieder thought, wat hij denkt en deed, wie evil, wie slecht het, de tijd even. Dat is wat God vond. En wat deed God in deze tijd? Hamjuken met Noah, Hamjuk could sign an agreement met Noah, he would an ark make. Noah and Zina familia wart Yerat, Davia wart in Allah for drinken, den flood. Because man will not on God den. Man will Zina in a way gone. And God will han that we sound on am denken. 1. Mose Kapitel 8, Vers 21. Jetzt no den Flood, hier wie Noah und seine Familie. Hier mögen ein Alter, zum Gott bedenken, dass er an ihm gedacht hat. Vers 21 sagt, and the Lord smelled a sweet savor, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite any more everything living as I have done. So here's the aid, said God. Ninichwara voyak maya. All the mention from his eid. Don't make another. Did they curse voyak nichmaya down? Because I wist dat ans hort. Von jung on, have trouble. Got to dine. We han trouble met ans inner weich gone. And so meine Frau as. Hoe vaak denken we aan God? Iedere dag, een maandag, of een veel maandag. Want de apostel Paul in 1 Thessalonians 5 vers 16 en 17 zegt dat we zouden beden, never ophouden met beden. Dat meint dat we zouden immer bereid zijn om God zijn in alles rond ons en in ons leven. So all deze dingen wat ik zei, onze zind, het eten wat we hebben, de beschutting wat we hebben, de heiland wat we kunnen krijgen en de vrede. Dat zijn plus vijf dingen, dat zijn zoveel meer. Waar we kunnen aan God denken en zijn dankzij God van mij denken. En zo hebben we even gaan naar de tweede poort. Welke je alleen hebt gegeven om op knieën te gaan en stel het je bed. Zo, wanneer je kan, wel hand knieën en stel het je bed. Bid be all on Jesus in nomen. Amen.
Take the red hymn book and turn to page 220. All my sins have been forgiven. Could we stand?
soul cried out in anguish, called for mercy and for grace. Jesus heard my earnest prayer, granted pardon and release. Now my soul shall live forever, no more can the foe condemn. Nothing from God's love can sever, peace and joy are found in Him. Thus I journey on to heaven, cross death's portals joyfully. All my sins have been forgiven, God is merciful to me.
Amen. And we think that God has forgiven us all our sins. Isn't that a wonderful thought? That's more than a thought, that is a peace that we can have. Assurance that God has forgiven our sins. No condemnation. When we ask Jesus to forgive us our sins, it doesn't cost money, but it costs us a surrendering of our own self. When we surrender ourself into the hands of Jesus, wonderful. The second part I thought, my thought was, you know, God is jealous over us. And in fact, I want to start in, excuse me, in Exodus 34, verse 14. When we think of jealousy, we often think of it in a bad way, because Scripture, the Ten Commandments, would condone being jealous over our neighbors or anybody else. We're not supposed to be envious or jealous, but God is jealous over us, over His people. In Exodus 34, verse 14, He says, "For thou shalt worship no other God, no other God. For the Lord whose name is jealous is a jealous God." What does that mean? That God is a jealous God. In this verse here, it means that we are not supposed to have any other gods but the one God, the true God, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, "Thou shalt worship no other God." What is worship? What is worship? If we had the time, we could look at the Old Testament. What did the people do when they worshiped another God? One, they bowed their knee. They bowed themselves down to an image. I think of the image that Nebuchadnezzar made up. And they asked all the people to bow down to an image. The people made themselves graven images, carved out of wood, gold, silver, whatever they could find. They prayed to it. Part of their worship was praying to it. They'd set this idol or this god up. And if you ever think about what worship is, they prayed to, they bowed down, they devoted their thinking, their thoughts, their hearts, their lives to another god. If we'd had that time today, we could look at, there's a whole list of gods they worshipped in the Old Testament. And we think today, how could the people do that? You know, this one god, I forget the name, but they sacrificed their children. They threw them in the river. Their little children. That's how devoted they were to this god. And God's, the real God says, I am a jealous God. I'm jealous over you. I don't share my position with any other. I will not share my position with any other. If God would have been willing to share his position with another, then Lucifer, or today we call him Satan, the devil, the deceiver, he would have shared his position with him. But when Lucifer wanted to exalt himself with God, what happened? He cast him down. He would not share his position or his deity. And so it says, my name is jealous because I'm a jealous God. I know this happens, but for those that are married, husband or wife here, I hope you're jealous over your spouse. I'm just using this as an example because if someone would come, well, why don't you share your wife or your husband with someone else? And we'd say, because I chose the one I want to love, my spouse. And so I hope we have developed also a jealousy over our spouse because we don't share that with another man or woman. We don't share that intimacy with them. And so neither does God as a God share that with anyone else. Isaiah 57 verse 15, he says, for thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth the eternity, whose name is holy, I will dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of the contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Who is God willing to share his position with? Not his position, but he is willing to share his place with the humble. Those of a contrite spirit. What does that mean? That means he's willing to share the place where he is in with his children. Those that will humble themselves before him. Those that have a broken heart who will come to him. Those that have the Spirit of God within them. Lucifer couldn't share that spot because he wanted to exalt himself. the children of God, He will provide the place in the future. He will share His place with us. But He will still be God. He is a jealous God. He wants you and me. Be humble before Him. And so when we read in, we go to Deuteronomy 4 and verse 24, it says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." So why would God be a consuming fire? Because righteous judgment is in His hand. Think of a consuming fire. We just drove through the mountains of BC. We could see where the fires a couple years ago consumed the trees. There was trees like sticks, no leaves, they were burnt. When we think of the power of a big forest fire consuming acres and acres of land and mountains, almost, you know, when that fire is big enough and the wind is strong enough, it's unstoppable. This is our God. He can be a consuming fire. Talking about His power, His might, His deity. Nothing can come against the hand of God. He is powerful, almighty. And I think it's so wonderful that He has given us a chance to come in to His presence. To come in to His presence, but only through His Son, Jesus Christ. When we think of worship, what did God say to His people? Exodus 20, verse 5, it says, "Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For the Lord thy God, am a jealous God." And He says, "Visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generations of them that hate Him, hate Me." I hear this comment many times, "My life is my life. My life, I can do with what I want, it's mine." Friends, our lives aren't not our lives. What we will do is going to affect our children and their children. And so it's important to think about what we do. And most of all, it's very important to think about what we serve and worship. Where is most of our time spent? Where do we spend most of our time? A good question to ask. Because where we spend most of our time may be the God that we're serving. In Exodus 24, verse 17, it says, "And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like a devouring fire on top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel." You know what God had to show the children of Israel numerous times? How powerful he was. He had to remind them that I am God. Oh, and how often doesn't he remind us that he is God? And he wants us, like I said in my German message, he wants us to think about him. To think about him, about many thoughts. And I gave you five examples of areas where we could think about him. And my purpose this morning is that to inspire you to think about God every minute of every day. Because if it wasn't for our God, where would you be? Where would I be? In Deuteronomy 29, verse 20, the Lord will not spare him, but then the anger of the Lord and his jealousy shall smoke against that man, and that all the curses that are written in this book shall lie upon him, and the Lord shall blot out his name from under heaven. We don't want to come on this side of God, as it says in this verse. We don't want the curses that are written in the book of Deuteronomy in our lives. Our desire is not that God is against us. Our desire, I believe, would be that God would bless us. And he does. He blesses us in ways that very often we are not aware of. When the Apostle Paul brought the good news of Jesus to the Corinthians church, in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 2, he says, "For I am jealous over you with a godly jealousy." Paul is saying this to the Corinthian church. He says, "I am jealous over you for a godly jealousy." And so why did he say this? Because he was able to bring the good news of Jesus to a people who worshiped idols. They worshiped their self, lusts, and desires. And in the second part of this verse, he tells us why. He says, "For I have espoused you to one husband." In other words, he's saying, "I have brought the good news of Jesus to you." Remember that today we, the church, is the bride of Christ. He says, "I have espoused you to one husband, to one Jesus." He says, "that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ." And I think, you know, when we as pastors, we preach to you, often think about, you know, I hope I can inspire you that you can live out your life serving God. That God is real to you, that God is your God. That Jesus is our example. He gave us an example of humility, sacrifice. And I just pray that just in my short message today, that you could be inspired to follow the examples of Jesus. That we can have the peace of God in our hearts. Let us close in prayer. Heavenly Father, I just thank you again for this opportunity to serve you. Thank you that you have given us your word, your holy word, and where we read that you are a God over all. The God of our forefathers in the Bible, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, David. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his whole life for our sins, who made that ultimate sacrifice that satisfied the hatred of sin. That blood that flowed out of his body. So powerful. That it can take our sins away and replace that guilt and shame with peace and everlasting life. And I pray for each one here today and those listening that we would just have that power to surrender to Jesus. I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen. Once again, I invite you to kneel with me in silent prayer at this time. O Lord, hear our humble prayers, we pray in Jesus' name, amen.
Take the red book and turn to page number 555. We praise thee, O God. Number 555.
Revive us again, fill each heart with thy souls be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine glory. Hallelujah, amen. Hallelujah, thine glory. Revive us again.
Good morning. I have a reminder here from the Resolutions Committee. It says the resolutions to be dealt with at the 2022 Brotherhood meeting need to be presented to the Resolution Committee by August 7th, 2022. They can then be reviewed by the ministerial and be distributed to all churches for review, reflection, and prayer. The resolution will then be voted on at the annual Brotherhood meeting. Also, I have a deacon election announcement, and I will read it as it was written. Lord willing, there will be a deacon election held on September 13th of this year at 7:30 p.m. for the Winkler Sommerfeld English service. I, Deacon Peter Fraze, have decided to retire as deacon at the end of the year. I've been blessed to serve our church in this position for nearly 13 years. Wish to give someone else, whom the Lord will call, the opportunity to serve in this capacity. Please make this a matter of prayer. Thank you. And also, just a reminder that there is a fellowship meal today after the last service, and you're all welcome to attend that. Thank you.
Thank you for the thank you for those announcements. Excuse me. And so I want to thank you for coming and allowing me the opportunity to share God's word with you. Now let's close in a benediction, which we find in Hebrews 13. Now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of our sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. So may you have a good week, and thank you for coming.